Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 24th, 2023, through Friday, April 28th, 2023. Monday, April 24th, 2023. Randolph woman arrested for hiding over $3.2 million in payroll. Lillian Jiang was indicted for her alleged involvement in a payroll tax avoidance scheme. According to court records, between 2015 and 2019, Jiang owned and operated Able Temp Agency, a temporary employment agency in Quincy that served client companies in Massachusetts. The client companies paid Able Temp Agency for the temporary employee's work on an hourly basis. Jiang deposited those payments into bank accounts in the name of Able Temp Agency that she controlled, and then allegedly paid the temp employees through a combination of checks and cash. By using cash payments, Jiang allegedly did over $3.2 million in payroll and avoided paying more than $815,000 in required payroll taxes. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. Chicago man sentenced for mail fraud scheme involving fraudulent tax returns to the IRS. Elvin Marks was sentenced to 41 months in federal prison for mail fraud and fraudulent claims to an agency of the United States government. According to court records, beginning in January 2016 and continuing through December 2018, Marks devised a scheme to defraud the Internal Revenue Service to obtain money using the United States Postal Service. To accomplish the fraudulent scheme, Marks prepared IRS tax forms 1040 and/or 1040X that included fraudulent information concerning wages, earnings, and deductions to obtain tax refunds for himself and others, which he was not entitled to and were mailed through the USPS to the IRS. For example, on December 20, 2016, Marks knowingly made and sent to the IRS a falsified IRS tax form 1040 for the calendar year 2015, claiming a tax refund for $99,960 in the name of another person, which the IRS rejected. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, April 26, 2023. Former Director of Operations from OC Pharmacy sentenced to 9.5 years in prison for defrauding the U.S. military's health care plan. Marcus Orlando Armstrong was sentenced to 114 months in federal prison for his role in a scheme in which kickbacks were paid for prescriptions for compound medications, a scam that cost TRICARE, the United States military's health care plan, more than $3 million in losses. Armstrong was the director of operations for the now defunct Irvine Wellness Pharmacy, which made compounded medications. In mid-2014, Armstrong agreed to pay a physician identified in court documents as NG kickbacks in exchange for prescriptions bearing NG's name and credentials. Armstrong intended that Irvine Wellness Pharmacy would fill the prescriptions and TRICARE would pay to reimburse them. Armstrong further intended to receive a portion of the reimbursements, and then, out of those funds, Armstrong intended to pay kickbacks to NG. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, April 27, 2023. Former Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Anthony Morocco sentenced to prison for extortion. Anthony Morocco, former Macomb County Commissioner for Public Works, was sentenced to 3 months in prison and 14 months of home confinement for attempted extortion by withholding county permits from businessmen who refused to contribute to Morocco's campaign accounts. Morocco served as the Commissioner of Public Works from 1993 through 2016. In September 2022, Morocco pleaded guilty to count 3 of the indictment, charging him with attempted extortion of a Macomb County developer in April 2016. Morocco admitted that he pressured the developer to spend thousands of dollars to purchase tickets to one of Morocco's fundraisers. Morocco threatened to delay or withhold approval of county permits sought by the developer if he did not purchase additional tickets to Morocco's political fundraiser. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, April 28, 2023. Justice Department seizes over $112 million in funds linked to cryptocurrency investment schemes. The Justice Department, DOJ, announced that it has seized virtual currency worth an estimated $112 million linked to cryptocurrency investment scams. According to court documents, the virtual currency accounts were allegedly used to launder proceeds of various cryptocurrency confidence schemes. In the schemes, fraudsters cultivated long-term relationships with victims met online, eventually enticing them to make investments in fraudulent cryptocurrency trading platforms. In reality, however, the funds sent by victims from the purported investments were instead funneled to cryptocurrency addresses and accounts controlled by scammers and their co-conspirators. According to Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr., transnational criminal organizations are combining confidence scams with technological savvy to swindle Americans out of their hard-earned funds. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.